Amen. 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 It's always an honor again to have our pastor, Amen. Reverend Larry, and when he came to my home church, Bethlehem, and I was a young fellow then. I'm still young because I never get over 20. I'm just on my fourth set, that's all. And as a young man then, I was probably in my starting my second set. I wasn't much over, a little over 20 something, closer. But anyway, the Lord used him to make such an impact on my life, and I'm always grateful for that. I never forget it because I was hungry, seeking, and wanted to know God, and I knew, didn't understand it, but I knew God had a call on my life, but I didn't know what to do with it because of what I heard and what I was, and the light that I had was so little, such a little light, till I didn't know what to do. But God finally got it through to me and finally got enough light to me so he could get me to move in that direction. And I'm ever grateful for what he has done, what he is doing. And I didn't know that you would be a part of what God was saying in those days and wanted us to do. I didn't know you then, didn't know. But I thank God for you this morning. So I want to speak some things to you that what I'll do this morning will set the tone or set the stage for tonight. There's some things he have, I believe, given me to say for this hour. And some of the things we will say today will be a reminder, reiterating, so you can strengthen yourself and become grounded, anchored in the Word of God, because what He called us to do and what is coming on the earth will try to hinder you. But I want you to be like the scripture said, none of these things move me. Hallelujah. None of these things move me. So in order to thrive and survive, I like to say thrive in life, you must understand certain things, and that I won't be able to cover it all, but I'm going to cover it in a way I believe that you can grasp for this and move forward in the things that God has for you. Our theme is, ye shall what? Recover all. Amen. That's the theme. So what we will talk about this morning, faith is a must. I'm going to say it again. Faith is a must. And it will work for you. Say that with me. Faith is a must. It will work for me. So since faith is a must, and faith will work, so learn how to put your faith to work. Yes. Listen to this statement. Learn how to put your faith to work in everything you do. I'm going to say it again. Learn how. So learn how. See, there's some area there's some area I can work my faith better than I do others. But I'm a faith person because God is a faith God. Yeah. And I know God has no area that his faith won't work. No area. So I'm his child, you're his child, we're his children. So everything we do, we ought to do it by faith. So we shouldn't have any area in our lives that we're not using our faith. Is that right? So learn how to put your faith to work in everything you do. For without it, you aren't able to get anything from God. I'm going to make that statement again. But without faith, you aren't able to get anything from God. Hallelujah. And so many times, we do not recognize what is destroying our faith because we're around so many natural people. And you have to be sharp. You have to have wisdom. You have to be fed up, read up, prayed up so you can speak up. Amen. You need to be full of the word. You need to be full of the spirit because they work together. Amen. Somebody said, all words you dry up and all spirits you blow up. But if you do the two, you'll grow up. Amen. All words you'll dry up, all spirits you'll blow up, but the two of them you'll grow up. The spirit and the word go hand in hand. Faith and the word is like water and the wet. You can't separate them. Hallelujah. So Hebrews, go ahead and put that up for me. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. I don't know how many. Well, we just cover what we can. This is the King James. But without faith, it is what?
Impossible.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. What is impossible? It means it's not possible, right? So we need to recognize what is faith and what is not. We need to stop doing things in church, out of church, around the church that's not God. We need to stop putting on programs and doing things just doing it because it's religious. It's just a waste of time. Am I going to get an amen in this place? Just because man, it pleased man and it tickled your fancy, whatever that is. But if you're not faith, it's not pleasing God. And you're not going to get any results. All you did just had some time that you wasted. And you probably ruin somebody's life and they will have a wreck somewhere down the road later because of what you injected into them, making them think they had something they didn't have.